This is Swimming World Radio bringing you to the teleconference with Ryan Lochte and Mark Schubert, hosted by USOC and USA Swimming, to preview the 2010 Mutual of Omaha Pan Pacific Championships.
I would now like to send the conference over to Mr. Kevin Neuendorf.
Hello, everyone. I want to take this time to thank everyone for joining us on today's call with the U.S. Olympic Committee and in partnership with USA Swimming. We're excited to have our speakers in conference now, and I'll turn the call over to Karen Linhart of USA Swimming, and she'll guide today's call. Karen?
Thank you, Kevin. First off, I'd like to thank the USOC for hosting this call. I'd also like to thank everyone for calling in and joining us today. As most of you probably know, this teleconference is a preview for the upcoming Mutual of Omaha Pan Pacific Championships. That event will take place in Irvine next week, dates are August 18th to the 22nd. The meet will feature a strong field of competitors from the four cheddar nations, which include the U.S., Japan, Australia, and Canada. We will also have other international competitors at the meet, including swimmers from Brazil, Korea, South Africa, China, and more. Just so all of you know, performances from the ConocoPhillips National Championships and the Pan Pacific Championships next week will also decide the members of the U.S. team that will compete at the 2011 FINA World Championships in Shanghai next year. Joining us on the call today is two-time Olympian Ryan Lochte and national team head coach and general manager Mark Schubert. Unfortunately, Dana Wolmer was unable to participate due to a training schedule conflict. I'll introduce Ryan first and have an introductory question for him, and then we'll introduce Mark and have a question for him as well. Ryan is, as I have said before, two-time Olympian and the current world record holder in the 200-meter IM. Ryan had a very successful week in Irvine last week at the National Championships, winning the 200 and 400-meter IM and the 200-meter back. Ryan also placed second in the 100-meter free and the 200-meter free. Ryan, you had a very strong meet last week. Are there any specific events you are looking forward to the most at Pan Pac?
I would have to say probably I'm looking forward to the 200 free, actually basically all my races. The most important is probably the 200 IM. I did have 100 freestyle before my 200 IM at Nationals, and at this meet, I'm just going to be doing the 200 IM, so I'll have no events before that race, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Great. Thank you, Ryan. Mark Schubert has served at the USA Swimming as the USA Swimming National Team Head Coach and General Manager since March of 2006. Leading the U.S. team to dominant performances at both the 2008 Olympic Games and the 2009 FINA World Championships. Mark, the team has been at training camp in Irvine since the end of Nationals. How is camp going so far?
Camp's going great. The spirits are high. We have a very good situation here at UC Irvine. They've been terrific to us in handing us over the facility. The head coaches, Greg Troy and Terry McKeever, are trying a slightly new concept this year for training the men's and women's team, in that the training groups are divided up by strokes, not by genders. So we have men and women training together, and it's been a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you, Mark. At this point, I'd like to hand it back over to our moderator, who will open up the call for questions. Please be sure to indicate the outlet you were calling from, as well as your name when asking questions, to either Mark or Ryan.
At this time, we'll open the floor for questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your touchtone phone. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Our first question comes from Amy Shipley at Washington Post.
Hey, Mark. Amy Shipley. I actually have a couple of questions, but I wanted to start with, you've seen the return of Katie Hoff and Kate Ziegler, two of your, you know, big stars going into the 2008 Olympics, who had kind of fallen off last year. Can you just talk about the sort of career arcs both have taken and where you think they are now in terms of their returns?
Well, I think both Katie Hoff and Kate Ziegler have had stellar careers. They've had outstanding coaching. Sometimes, for an athlete, particularly in the sport of swimming, to have a long career, it's healthy to make a change. And I think for both Katie and Kate, coming here to California, swimming outside all the time, swimming with new coaches, I think it's put a smile on their face, and I think it's put a song in their heart.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Michael Lewis at Daytona Beach News Journal.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
All right. How are you? All right. Just want to ask you a little bit. Of course, you know, one of the big things that came out of last week was you beating Michael head-to-head in two straight nights. I know you and Greg Troy have sort of downplayed the rivalry a little bit, but to do it in a national meet like that in a huge stage, what do you think that means for you and going forward as we work toward 2012 that you sort of proved you can beat him in two straight nights in two different events?
Well, going into basically almost every race, I always feel like I can win. And, I mean, that's the way I've kind of trained myself, is going into each race knowing that no matter what event it is, that I can win, and it doesn't matter who I'm racing. But, I mean, it does definitely feel good to beat him in a major competition. And, I mean, I'm just going to just keep going from there and hopefully just improve.
Psychologically, was that big for you to beat him on a big stage like that?
I mean, it doesn't really affect me. I'm still going to be doing, what I do. I'm still going to be training hard, going into practice day in, day out, focused. So, I mean, I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm not going to get a big head about it. I'm definitely going to be the same person. Just go from there.
And when are Speedo going to put those shoes on sale? I went on their website. They weren't on sale. When are they going to get those going?
Apparently, the shoes that I designed, they're not going to make for everyone else.
Okay.
It was kind of like they're kind of doing like a signature line, but I definitely designed sandals uh-huh. that were kind of like a mock-up of the shoe, uh-huh. and those are being for sale, but I was actually talking to them, and they said that they're interested in doing an actual shoe line with me, so...
Oh. But the sandals are for sale now?
Yeah, the sandals are for sale now.
I just have one question of Ryan.
Yeah?
When do I get mine?
Well, I got a special pair for you, Mark.
All right, buddy. I'm ready.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from Jeff Cummings at Swimming World Magazine.
Hey, Ryan. We were looking at the Pan Pac roster, and we couldn't help but notice that you're signed up for 5 individual events, and we imagine probably just 2 relays at Pan Pac. Is this a precursor of the kind of schedule you're going to try to tackle in 2012?
I mean, anything can happen from now until 2012, but I'm definitely going to just, every meet, I'm going to try to do as many events as possible just because, I mean, I love racing. And it doesn't matter what events I do, I'm definitely going to just do as many as possible just because just getting up on the blocks and racing someone, I mean, that's why I love swimming, and that's why I'm doing it.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone phone. Our next question comes from Amy Shipley at Washington Post.
Hey, Mark, I have another one for you. This is related to the return to the old suits. Did you, at USA Swimming, did you guys make a concerted effort to sort of learn from how the suits helped athletes to, so that they could, you know, make changes or whatever post suits? I mean, was there a direct response to the suits in that way?
You know, when we had the high-tech suits last year that were basically wetsuits, the coaches realized that the training had to change, and instead of focusing on core training as we always had, we went back to more pure weight training, pure power training, and pure upper body training. When we went back to the traditional textile suit, we went back to the traditional values of training, which were core training, technique work, and endurance.
And has that? Do you think that's paid off in some ways? I mean, do you think you've cut into times perhaps more than you thought you would at this point?
Well, I don't want to speak for Ryan, but I think Ryan and all the other swimmers on our team understand that the times are different. Faster is not better, especially in regards to last year. This year, faster is all about racing head-to-head. Focus on the races, not the times.
Mm-hmm. And the question comes from Sharon Robb at South Florida Aquatics.
Mark, hi.
Hi, Sharon.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Can you talk a little bit about Pan Pax and the emphasis that the U.S. team is placing on this competition halfway through? I mean, I'm sure you're watching the European Championships, and that's very competitive in the textile suits, but just these countries, especially Australia, I'm just curious, 2 years out, how much emphasis is really placed on Pan Pax?
When the Pan Pax concept was originated, it was to counter the European Championships. It used to be that there was one world championship every other year opposite the Olympics. And then FINA decided to shoot two world championships the year after the Olympics and the year before the Olympics. So there is now only one Pan Pax. Until 1999, Pan Pax were kind of also ran international meet. In 1999, the meet was swum at the Sydney Olympic Pool as a test event for Sydney. It was run exactly mirrored the Olympics. It was an eight-day event, heats, semis, and finals. The event is always team-scored. The event was a ferocious dual meet between Australia and the United States that came down to the last 25 of the last relay at the end of 8 days. That really got America's attention as far as paying attention to the Pan Pax as a very important event. Since then, almost all of the countries that are not eligible to swim in the European Championships come to the Pan Pax, which has made Pan Pax a superior meet to the European Championships. May or may not be factual, just my opinion.
No, it's a fine opinion. And have you been paying attention to the European Championships, and are you impressed that these swimmers are swimming head-to-head, as you said, in these textile suits, and that the normalcy of swimming has returned?
I have a representative at the European Championships. He sends me a one-page email at the end of each evening as a summary of the European Championships. I really don't pay attention to it at all because there's nothing that I can do to help our swimmers regarding the European Championships. My focus is on helping our coaches and our swimmers, and in September, I will memorize the results of the European Championships.
And Ryan, as far as the strength in the pool, you talked a few months ago in Fort Lauderdale about the weight and the strongman training that you got into when you were rehabbing after your knee injury. I'm curious now that you are obviously or hopefully 100%, how much of that strength training did that help you come back so quickly and also your performance in the pool last week?
Well, since like when I had surgery, I wasn't able to swim and I wasn't able to use my legs at all. So about 3 to 4 weeks after my surgery, I was on my crutches, and I went to the weight room, and because, like, I had to do something. Like, I couldn't just, like, stay at my house and basically do nothing. Like, I couldn't do that. So I went to the weight room, and I started lifting my upper body. Like, I started lifting, like, all my arms and stuff like that. And actually, it kind of helped me. It definitely made me more focused in the water when I was able to get back in. And it made me a better swimmer. Like, I'm stronger in the water than I've ever been before. I'm more focused than I've ever been. And I'm, like, every bad thing happens, like, you can always make something good out of it.
Question comes from Michael Lewis at Daytona Beach News Journal.
Hey, Ryan, I know you don't usually think in these terms, but it was interesting. Both your dad and Coach Troy said almost the exact same thing about why you were so successful last week, and they said that your maturity level and how you approach the races is so much greater and more professional now than it had been. Do you have any idea what they're talking about? Or, I mean, could you sort of speak to that as if you think that's the case?
Yeah, I definitely matured a lot. instead of just going out there and swimming and just racing, like, there's actually a strategy that I kind of follow now, and I actually listen to the coaches. So instead of, like, them telling me what to do, like, during a race, I kind of just, like, went on and just raced, and that's what I did. But now I'm actually listening to them. So I think it's actually starting to help out now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Has it changed? Have you changed any pre-race preparation stuff, Ryan, like a couple hours before or the morning of or, you know, half hour before? Has any of that stuff changed?
No. The only thing that's changed is me actually going, like, during the race. That's the only thing that's really changed. Everything else is the same.
So it's just you're listening to the coaching more, and you're during the race you're thinking a little more strategically?
Yeah. Different ways to save energy during the race to help, like, improve, like, I don't know, like, my last 50 or something like that.
And just the only thing, your groin fully healthy, came out of the meet okay? Everything good in that area?
Yeah, since my groin, I actually changed my breaststroke completely. I was always in breaststroke using, like, a wide kick, and I definitely changed that once my groin was a factor, because I couldn't do that wide kick, so I narrowed my kick down, and by the result of that, I was able to save a lot more energy on, like, one of the biggest turns is the breaststroke to freestyle turn in my last 50. So it definitely helped out a lot.
Yeah, it was really your best stroke last week. Was your best stroke, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep.
The next question comes from Jeff Cummings at Swimming World Magazine.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing today?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, there's been a lot of discussion in the past few months about having the selection meets, for world championships a year early. Tell me what the decision was behind that and how it's been received among coaches and swimmers, right now on that are on the Pan Pac team.
Well, actually, we've been doing this since 1996. It was a strategy developed by former national team director Dennis Pursley. All of the prominent coaches agreed with the strategy, and we've been lockstep about this strategy since. It allows all of our best swimmers to be selected a year ahead of time for two meets, the World Championships or the World University Games. It allows them to train next year, which is the most important training year before the Olympics, and only have to taper once instead of twice before the major championships. And if you'll remember, the most successful world championships in American swimming history was 2007 in Melbourne, following that strategy.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that. And as a side note to that, I guess it's more of a follow-up. A lot of the young swimmers that we've had that are on the Pan Pac team now, Missy Franklin being the prominent one, has there been a lot of the veteran swimmers getting together to help out these youngsters, especially with this being, I guess, in terms of, looking at the quadrennium, a relatively low-key meet as opposed to last year's Worlds or next year's Worlds or the Olympics. Have a lot of these young swimmers been kind of taken by the veterans and really helped through this process?
Well, let me share with you, the second day of practice, after we had had team uniforming in the world of Missy Franklin and Rachel Busma. They walk into afternoon practice, giddy with joy. All they could talk about was, in their view, the cool uniforms, and particularly the cool swimsuits that they had on that were partially pink. I don't think either of those girls is overwhelmed with any pressure, but we have talked a lot as a team, and the head coaches, Greg Troy and Terry McKeever, have stressed to the veterans that our swimming culture is never something to be taken for granted, and it is really important that our veterans mentor our future.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Mark.
Your next question comes from Sharon Robb at South Florida Aquatics.
Mark, 2 years out, how closely will this U.S. team resemble the Olympic team? I'm just curious. Maybe you can venture a guess if you care to, but I know what the beauty of the Olympic trials is. The team will change, but I'm just curious, is this a nice precursor? And also, are you prepared for Derek Torres to give it another shot since she's already back in the water?
Okay, first question. Historically, 70 to 80% of our Olympic team comes from this Pan Pac team 2 years out. Seldom do Olympians win medals without very good experience. You could point to some very prominent exceptions like Rebecca Soni. But I think this Pan Pac team and their experience is extremely important for our future in London. Regarding Dara Torres, as is the title of her book, age is not a factor. And I don't care how old Dara Torres is, if you count her out, you should never go to Las Vegas.
Thanks, Mark.
I would like to thank Ryan Lochte and both Mark Schubert for their time today. I know they're very busy out there at training camp at UC Irvine. Thanks again for joining us on the call, everyone. And if you have any questions about Pan Pacific Championships, definitely don't hesitate to give me a call or shoot me an email. And thanks again for your time.